His will. And doing His will many, many times will be contrary to our carnal, natural nature. Coming to church, sat and listening to preaching, and sometimes even listening to me read might be kind of hard on you because I'm not a very good reader. But I tell you this, the Holy Ghost is here this morning. And if you got a need, whether it's for your soul or for your body, God has promised, you know, Isaiah says He's wounded for our transgression, He's bruised for our iniquity, the punishment of our peace is laid on Him. By His stripes we're healed. Hallelujah. It tells us we can cast all our cares on Him because He cares for us. And as we look at the Word of God and believe the Word of God and follow the Word of God, I like what a preacher said one time. He was telling a little story about out of the Scripture there where he said, all things work together for the good to them that love God, according to those that are called in Christ Jesus and so forth. And he was explaining it like this. He said, you know, my wife bakes a cake sometimes, but if I was to go into the kitchen and reach in a lard can and get a big old tablespoon of lard and eat it, I couldn't say I just ate cake. You know? But then when you get the raw egg and the lard and the flour and you get it all mixed together and you stick it in a Holy Ghost oven and bake it, brother, then after a while, put a little icing on it, it begins to taste like cake. But it takes all these different ingredients. And that's the way our life is. Many times we go through something that's not tasteful like the lard or the raw egg or something like that. My, that sure don't taste like cake. But after a while, God has a way to cause situations and circumstances in our life to work together, brother, for the good to them that love God. And it always seems to be a law of contrast. Hurtful, evil things happen to your life. What does it do for you? It causes you to draw closer to Jesus. You realize, you know, if everything was going along smooth, you wouldn't have a prayer life. It's when things get bumpy in your life. It's when there's strifes and like I say, and myself, I can look at my life, I see financial woes and worries and just different things in my life and so forth, and I have to constantly remind myself every day, cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you. I remind myself, you know, how the Bible says, don't think no thought for tomorrow, for sufficient unto today is the evil thereof. And you're just constantly living by faith, one day at a time, hallelujah, learning how to rest in Him, trust in Him, cast your cares on Him. And this is how you can have victory this morning. This is how you can have joy. This is how you can have peace in the Holy Ghost. This is how you can realize you have been made more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loves you. Amen. Like I say, all these different kinds of medicines that Holy Ghost people take, you know, it kind of reminds me of the song you hear sometimes. Tested and tried, we're oft made to wonder. Why?